Om Shanti, and a very good evening to our dear brothers and sisters and those who are with us online. So this evening's session topic is how to deal with gossip. So something that Baba always reminds us, not to gossip. So our dear sister Luciana is here to guide us on how to deal with gossip. A very brief introduction about Sister Luciana. Sister Luciana is in Gyan for over 40 years, and she's very determined. And Sister Luciana is the national coordinator of Brahma Kumaris Brazil. She travels extensively worldwide to spread Baba's message, and here she is with us today in Gyan Sarovar to share with us on how to deal with gossip. Over to you, sister. Thank you.
Om Shanti to everyone. In fact, I want to share with you how this topic came to my mind. And we are going to divide the topic in three aspects. The first one, I'm going to do some preliminary comments about gossip. Second, I'm going to take some of the reasons why people gossip. In fact, I have selected 8 reasons why people tend to gossip in their lives. And the third aspect, it will be some ways that we can respond to a situation of gossip. There will be also 8 ways that I came up to share with all of you. This topic came to me some months ago when I got a book as a gift from a friend of mine in Brazil who is a very skilled psychologist. She is experienced for many, many years, and this is her second book. And the topic, the title of the book was Jealousy and Envy. So I read the book, and the book was very, very interesting. And the book was explaining and sharing many stories of practical situations that this lady lives in the clinic, in the private sessions with her clients, how jealousy and how envy are in fact the basis of so many problems that we have in our lives and in our society, including gossip. And she was also describing how gossip and how jealousy and envy are the reason for so many disharmony between families, between couples, between work situation, work teams, and so on. And then I was very curious about this topic, and I went to Google, and I went to research some aspects about this. And I became very surprised, because there is an enormous amount of work, professional work, books, and studies on this topic. And some studies show how gossip is seen in terms of religious background, so the way that Christianity and Muslim religion and so on see about gossip. Some of these books and analyses are very much related to the law, because I became surprised how many of these cases can go under law, and people can be even imprisoned because of gossip. Like for instance, gossip can be a way of, in a fair way, someone to be dismissed from his or her job without compensation. So the employee doesn't have to give compensation if the person is creating confusion in the workplace because of gossip. Also, I could see that there were four levels of gossip, and I have written here because some of the names are not so familiar to me in terms of English. And the first level is gossip. Then you have a second level, that it's injury or insult. Then there is a third level, that it's defamation. And there is a fourth level that is called libel or slander. And people can go into jail from 3 months to two to three years and can have to pay a fine for this. So I was so surprised because we take so lightly the question of gossip. And I didn't have any clue that it was a very serious problem in our society. And I'm going to refer some of these examples to you. So what's really gossip? Gossip is to speak about someone from the back. It is to speak about someone without his or her acknowledgement or consentment, even if you are not criticizing this person. Just the fact that you are talking about someone without the permission of the person, that can be considered as gossip. As I said, it creates so much damage in families, in circles of friends, in circles of sports, and so on. And it can be very serious, even creating very maximum seriousness in situations of death and suicide. And if you see the Indian stories and mythology, it's full of gossips and jealousy and this kind of things and envy. Just take the example of the story of Ganesha that many of you probably know. But Shankar had gone for a long trip. And when he came back, he found this little boy playing in front of the palace. And he asked to the boy, "Who are you?" And the boy said, "I am the son of Parvati." Shankar didn't know that before going to his traveling, he had left Parvati pregnant. So he became furious and he just chopped the head of his son without knowing that it was his son. When Parvati came and told him that it was his own son, he became so repentant that he went into the jungle and the first creature that he found, it was an elephant, and so he got the head of the elephant and put in the place of his son's head. And if you take the Ramayana, also the same, the situation, the whole story, why Rama and Sita had to go away from the kingdom of Indraprastha, it was because of the jealousy of his mother-in-law, or his stepmother in reality. Or if you take the Mahabharata and all the situations that were created because of gossip, and it was because of gossip that Draupadi had to ask help to Krishna and so on. So many stories are created with this element of jealousy and gossip and envy. And one of the things also, even in our world, you see that some societies are very prompt to have problems with this. See in Japan, for instance, I don't know if Koreans are more or less the same or not, but in Japan it's very rigid kind of society, especially in terms of, you know, you have to preserve your honor. So if you don't succeed in an examination, or if there is some gossip going around because you have done something, some black market, some black money or something like that, these people suicide themselves. And we have a story, a real story in the Brahmin world, more or less Brahmin world. I don't know if you have heard, but some time ago, Colombia, in South America, was one of the countries that had the biggest problem with drugs. It was like the center of the world for drugs. Now it's not anymore, but it was at that time. And there was a kind of two parallel armies, which was not the official army from the government, but just that's why it was called parallel army. One was of the right wing and the other one of the left wing. And there was a brother. He was the son of a BK brother. He was not a BK, but he was a son of a BK brother, and he belonged to the left-wing parallel army. In our language, which is internationally known, it's called the guerrillas. So he was part of this. And there was a gossip going around saying that he had moved to the other side, to the right-wing guerrilla. So the other one just came and killed him. So he lost his life just out of gossip. That's how sometimes we don't imagine that can reach to this aspect. There is also some difference between the way that men gossip and the way that women gossip. It seems that women gossip with much more enthusiasm, with many more details, with many more information, and more frequent. Because it's known, and even Baba says many times in Murli's, that the weakest point of the sisters is jealousy. While Baba says that the weakest point of the brothers is arrogance. I'm not saying that everyone is like this, but Baba mentions in the Murli. So, because of this jealousy, sisters tend to gossip more. And the brothers, when they gossip, it's more like out of information. They show it as just giving information or networking. But also when we say about gossip, we can take in consideration that some situations, in extreme situations, gossip can be a spontaneous and natural way of solving a situation, of finding a solution for a situation. I will give you some examples, some real examples, how it can be seen as gossip, but in reality it's not gossip, because it is with the intention of a good cause. So you can say that what differentiates gossip from a normal conversation, because conversation is part of the social life of people, of relationships. So there are some situations that it's not really gossip, because there is a positive intention. So the intention behind the conversation is very, very much important to categorize it as gossip or not. So I can give you an example. When gossip has in mind the welfare, the benefit of someone, for instance, in terms of health. I can give you a practical example that I had to face some time ago with a brother. He had some mental problem. And though he was very lovely and many years in Gyan, he would refuse to take the medicine, and he would refuse to go to a psychiatrist. And because of his mental problem, he would create very many embarrassing situations in the center. To the point that first, I talked to Brother Ken and also some sisters from the center where he was part of, and I called his mother. And the mother just complained about him. The mother just told how she didn't know what to do with him, because he also would create problems to her. So the mother was quite poor and didn't have many facilities, so I then decided to call his Lokik sister. And his Lokik sister then became more aware, gave me her WhatsApp number, asked me to keep informing her, and she was also going to speak to him, to try to convince him to have medical checkup and all of that. So finally, just to give the good news, at the present moment, he is taking psychiatrist medicine and he's better. So this is not gossip, to phone to his mother or to phone to his sister, because it was a special situation for his own welfare. Or, for instance, when the situation is to a quick way to solve a situation of social problem. There was a restaurant, and this story comes from the Philippines, where the clients discovered that the restaurant was using dirty water to cook. And this was creating a lot of health problems to the people going to the restaurant. And you know how governments sometimes, especially in some countries, they are very slow in taking action. So the clients decided to spread the word around that don't go to that restaurant, that in that restaurant they are using this kind of water and so on. So this is also not gossip. You know, it's just a way to protect the population of going to a place that it was harmful for them. I can give you another example that happened with us in the main center in São Paulo. When we started this center, and this was like the center, the house previous to this one, so this was like 40 years ago. It was a very good location, the center, one block from the Catholic University, top area. But in Brazil, you must have heard that there is a lot of violence, and the government is very corrupt. I think that it's everyone's knowledge about that, right? Not just Brazil, many other countries in Asia and in Latin America and so on. So we have one day a thief coming to the center, and unfortunately he knocked Brother Ken, because Brother Ken went to see what was going on, and he knocked him on the floor. And next day we woke up and we saw Brother Ken on the floor. Anyway, we spoke with a friend of my Lokic father. My Lokic father was someone in very high position in Brazil, and he had many good friends. So we spoke with one of his friends, and he told us, okay, I know a solution. So for some days consecutively, like in a row, he sent this disguised policeman to a kind of restaurant, a kind of pub that we had at the corner of the center. So this disguised policeman started to spread the word around. Don't touch with these people of that yoga center, because they are very high shots. If you do anything to them, you are going to be into danger. So this word started to spread. And 1 month after that, the guy didn't come anymore. We never had any problem since then. So you could say it's gossip. Yes, it's a kind of gossip. But it's the intention is to protect us, to save us. So these are some situations. Now another situation that could be seen as gossip, but it's also different from gossip, is you all came to know about that movement called Me Too that happened in the United States, especially started in the area of California, Hollywood, because some actresses and some employees of the Hollywood industry of films started to gossip and comment amongst themselves that they have been abused sexually by the big actors or big directors of Hollywood. And they created a movement that afterwards went even outside of the United States called Me Too, which meant any lady, if you do something wrong with my friend, it's just like doing to me. So Me Too, if you do to her, it is just like doing to me. So this big movement started out of gossip. So it's very interesting that how gossip can express the disappointment of some people or some group of people. And just because time control will happen, and I want to start the reasons after that, I told you that I was going to do it in three parts. So before going to the reasons and before going to how to deal with this, one last story just happened last week in England. A vegan restaurant was going into not so good financial situation. So they started to include meat in their menu as a way of solving their problem financially. And the clients of the restaurant became very upset. And they thought that it was not just a disrespect, but also something that would go against their principles and their philosophies, that they were going to a restaurant because it was vegan. And now they are including something that it's not vegan. So they started to gossip amongst themselves and make a movement amongst themselves criticizing the restaurant. So you can see that gossip sometimes it's a way that we might not call gossip because it has a different intention of not creating harm to anyone, not because of jealousy to anyone, not because of envy towards anyone, but just like a natural flow of communication that spontaneously happen amongst group of people. So about this first part, do you have any question, any comment, any doubt? You can ask so that we wait for 2 minutes for traffic control. Did you expect that this topic of gossip was so wide and had so many influences in our lives, like I'm sharing with you? Yeah, when I started to read about it and learn more about it, I became really surprised. Any comment? Okay, so let's move. So as I said before, I found by my reading and my studies 8 reasons why people go into gossip. First reason, gossip is a way. Reasons that I came out from after thinking and turning and reading why people gossip. First, to alleviate anxiety and psychic tension. You know, just out of nervousness, it's a way to comment about others. You have heard how distraction is a way to alleviate tension, right? When people have a lot of tension, they find difficulty in concentration. So gossip is just a way of distraction, of making people to think what is outside instead of thinking what is inside. Second, gossip demonstrates a lack of emotional education, a kind of lack of maturity. So if you are not able to deal with your own emotions, with your own problems, with your own world, your own situation, you start to think and to talk about others. Third, gossip can be an affirmation of traits of personality, personality traits of traumas, of situations, of rejection, especially that happened in your childhood. So, you know, like sometimes you have faced those problems. So you feel jealous of people who haven't faced those situations. So like if your father was not so good as the father of your friend, or if your parents have divorced and the parents of your friends have not divorced, or, you know, like any situation that you had faced of any abuse or something like this, you might gossip about others to cover your rejection and your traumas, especially from childhood. Fourth reason, it shows that you lack self-esteem. People with high self-esteem, they tend not to comment about others. They tend not to make others the source of their conversations. And I remember something about self-esteem that I heard from that junk in very early age of my Brahming life. But that made a very good point for myself. And Dadi Chanki was mentioning that when she came to London and to the West, one of the things that she noticed that it was very prevalent in the society, in the Western world, it was lack of self-esteem. And she said, most of the Brahmins have lack of self-esteem. And she then said that she tried to figure out why this was so. And her interpretation was that in India, they used to live in extended families, in big families. So if they would not receive love from the mother, there will be an auntie, a cousin that would care for them, would give them attention. If the father was not so smart, so intelligent, there will be an uncle or another person in the family that would inspire them to develop in that area. But she said, what happens in the West, people don't have references or have very little references. Sometimes they just have their mother. Sometimes they just have their father. They don't have connection, close connection with the grandparents, with the uncles and aunties. And their reference is the TV characters or you know, the school, when they start to go to school, so they have very limited good references in their lives. And because of that, they have parts in themselves that are not fulfilled. And that's why they have lack of self-esteem. I always remember about this example of Daddy, which I thought that it was so appropriate. What are the references that we have in our lives? Fifth aspect is because of competition. Because they have competition with other people, because of jealousy or because of envy, they have the need to undermine the other person. And because this attitude of competition makes them to create stories about other ones. These stories, some of them might be truth. Some of them might be half truth. And some of them might be just rumor. Rumor is when the story is not truth, or they think they invent, it's an imagination that they heard or they are seeing like this. And I can tell you one story from my childhood. I have a lucky sister that it's 1 year less than me. And we grown up with many of our cousins around. And one day we went to a farm near the city where we used to live, and there one bee stung one of my cousins. And someone said, it was the bee. And the bee in Portuguese has a very similar name to my sister's name. My sister is called Beatriz, and we call her Bea. So, and Bea in Portuguese is a Bea. So, someone said it was a Bea. So, my cousin went fighting with the other ones, with my sister, thinking that she was the one who had bitten my cousin. So you see how imagination and how you have heard it wrongly create an upheaval unnecessarily. So competition, and that's why Baba says so often to have collaboration, to have cooperation and not competition. The sixth reason why people gossip is it's because it's the nature of human beings to create subgroups. It's the nature of human beings to go against unity. It's the nature of human beings to fight towards, to cohesion. So you are always going to find some people trying to create a group separated from the whole. And two aspects very important to connect with this. One is that you must have heard this story from Brahma Baba's time and Mama's time, that there was a group of sisters which the leader was the main sister. She was so important, the sister, that she was the one who gave Gyan to Mama. She was a very important sister. And when she started to see that Mama was receiving so much attention and so much space, she created a group that Baba gave the name to them. This is the Golden Group. And sometimes in the Murli it comes the example of this group, of the Golden Group. So it's very common, and it seems that it's the nature of people when they see that something or someone or is having success, they start to form subgroups and to create kind of disunity. And another thing is about, you know, that one of the main principles of Golden Age will be unity. So if now in Confluence Age you don't cooperate to unity, you are not part of the unity, and you create these parallel movements apart from unity, then definitely you are not creating the Golden Age sanskars. And last reason, or in fact two more reasons. One is that gossip is a very good way to manipulate people. Because the gossiper, because if you need a gossiper and you need a listener to have a gossip, right? So the gossiper is seen as the one who has all the information, the one that has all the news. And so he manipulates information and communication. And you know that to manipulate information, you become a leader in the group because you know everything. You know about everyone. And the most strange thing about the one who manipulates information and invents stories, or, you know, just gives half of the story, or, you know, even the expression of the voice is to convey a double message, is that generally the manipulator is a very sweet person, is someone very polite, is someone very friendly, and it's someone who shows that he's doing that for the benefit of everyone, and that he can be a counselor for everyone. So I think that this is one of the most dangerous aspects of gossip, because if someone is strong or has anger or you see aggressive, you just avoid. But when someone is very involving, it becomes quite dangerous. Do you know someone in your center or in your country that has this characteristic? Yeah? And eighth reason, gossip becomes an informal way of communication. So especially in the workplace, this is very common. There was a survey in the study of how to work in workplaces and enterprises and so on, that they discovered that 80% amongst the communication of the amongst the employees is through unofficial information. And just 20% of the communication is official. And the reason of this is generally because the leader is not very clear in his communication or doesn't give full information to the people, so it creates a lot of connections which are not official information. Okay, now we are going to talk about 8 ways that we can lead or we can overcome these aspects of gossip. First, if you are the leader or the leader of a group, of the Brahmin family, of a Brahmin center, an enterprise or whatever, if he gives transparent information, if he gives the information beforehand, if he gives all that the people need to know in a very clear, consistent, in depth, he will avoid gossip. So how important it is this in a Brahmin center or in a Brahmin environment? So this is the first way to deal with gossip. Second way, to break the circle. So if you are invited in a group of gossip, or you are in a group of people and they start to gossip about anyone, you can be clear to the group and say, I'm not interested in transmitting nor in listening about this conversation, so I would like this group to stop to talk or this subject. So you can be the one to break the cycle. You can bring a point of knowledge, you can bring a reason why it's not productive to continue that conversation and just say it's a waste of time to be talking about this or that person and break the circle. Third, just go away, go out, leave the site, move away, and don't think that that's a lack of politeness. You know, like if you are seeing that that's not useful for you, it's just like if you are watching the TV. If a program is not interesting for you or useful for you, you just turn off the channel or you move the channel to another one. So the third way is just move away, go out from that conversation, but that requires courage. Or just be quiet. Fourth way, be transparent with your life so that you don't give motives for speculation in terms of other people. That doesn't mean that you have to be so transparent that you tell all the secrets of your life to everyone. Especially in this time of social media, you are not going to be talking and telling everyone about everything about you. But be transparent to the point that people know about your character, about your personality, or even about your story, that they don't create no interpretations why you are like this or why you are like that. So this is important. Fifth reason, change the conversation. And Baba tells us, if you are in a group or in a situation where people are talking about the failures of someone else, just start to talk about the qualities, the virtues, the success of that person. That person has failures, yes. That person has defects, yes. But instead of going into that, just try to talk about what that person has done, that it was good and memorable and things like this. Sixth way of stopping this gossip is find out who is the seed of the gossip or the movement. And then try to talk to that person, try to dialogue with that person. Or if you see that it's not possible or you are not having success, bring that person to a senior. Or if it's your business or your workplace, bring that to your boss or to the area coordinator or whatever. Try to dissipate that person who has been the seed. Because I don't know if you have this saying in your language, but in Portuguese we have a saying that if there is a rotten orange, it will spoil the whole basket. you might have something similar in your language. So just see who is this person who is starting all this movement, and then try to solve first directly, personally. If not possible, finding someone that can mediate, or someone can be the one who gives some direction. And in a third case, sometimes this person can be or has to be excluded from the team, from the group, from the project. Because if this person is not being able to create harmony, so we have to do. For instance, we had one sister, she's very lovely and very good cooperator, and especially financially, she helps the center a lot. And she has this pure desire to be a teacher. And we gave her the chance more than once to be a teacher. But it's a disaster. Every time she's giving a class, she says completely inappropriate things, you know. It happened even that she fought with the student, you know, because the student said that he didn't believe that we were souls. She started to argue and to fight with him to prove that we were souls, you know. So sometimes you just have to remove that person from the role. I mean, you see, sometimes it's necessary. Seventh way of deal with gossip is to use Baba's slogan, offer your suggestion as a master and accept the decision as a child. So you say what you have to say, you offer all your ideas to the group, but if your ideas are not selected, you be quiet. You follow what the group has selected. Instead of creating a parallel group because your idea was not selected, so you start to gossip against the person whose idea was selected and things like this. And last point in how to deal with gossip is apply the understanding of karma and drama. Apply the understanding of drama because everyone is number wise. Not everyone will be part of the ones who want to create harmony, who want to create unity. And the losers are very much qualified to become gossipers. So you have to understand that everyone is different. And karma, because the law of karma doesn't fail. Even if human beings don't understand you, even if human beings gossip about you, even if human beings defame you, the law of karma will definitely correct the situation. So we have to leave to the law of karma to solve whatever we are not able to get a solution to it. So we have 5 minutes. That's what I prepared. You know, this topic was in my mind since some time, as I said to you, since I read that book from my friend who is a psychologist. And when Sister Petra asked me to give class today, I suggested that we could talk about this topic. And so I was thinking about it the whole afternoon, in fact. So I hope it was useful for you. Okay? And thank you for the opportunity. And if you want to ask anything or comment anything, we have still 3 minutes. Any comment? Yes, sister. You speak Korean, so you need translation? Vietnamese. I thought it was Korean. Mm-hmm.
I'm really curious about the way the brothers gossiping.
I think the brothers are more discreet. The brothers don't have the same interest that the sisters have of sitting and chatting and talking, you know. I think that it's the nature of the brothers that they are more reserved. Of course, you find all kinds of sisters, you find all kinds of brothers, but I'm talking in terms of majority. And even you can see that some cultures, they tend to gossip more than others. Latin American countries are like that. They talk a lot. They talk a lot from the back. They have a lot of difficulty to talk in front, to say what they think. It's very much part of our culture, for instance. The British culture, the Anglo-Saxonic culture, they speak less, they bother less about other people's lives and opinions. And this I know because Brother Ken is from Australia and he has been living in Brazil from 1979. He started the service of Baba's Yaga in Brazil. And he always comments about how in Latin America it's different from Australia or England in that aspect. I don't know about Vietnam. Last question? Yeah? Yeah, so finish now. Yeah.